This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, when he won the presidency in Chile last year, Sebastián Piñera didn't know he was inheriting a problem of disaster relief. Piñera will be sworn in later today, just 2 weeks after a massive earthquake hit the central part of the country. So he may have to throw out his entire agenda and focus solely on rebuilding. Joining us now is Gideon Long. He's the Chile correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He joins us from Santiago. Hi, Gideon.
Hi there.
So tell me a little bit about this new president and what he ran on.
Well, Sebastián Piñera is a 60-year-old businessman, a billionaire, the third richest man in Chile, and one of the 1,000 richest men in the richest people in the world, according to Forbes. He made his money principally by introducing credit cards to Chile in the 1970s and 1980s, and then he made some very shrewd acquisitions of shares, particularly in the national airline LAN. That's how he's built up his fortune. He then went into politics. He's been in politics for quite some time, and he comes from a political family. His brother was a former minister in the military government of General Augusto Pinochet in the 1990s. He's moved into politics himself. This is his second bid for the presidency. He ran against Michelle Bachelet back in 2005 and lost. He ran again last year and in January this year against Eduardo Frei, and he's won. So he's been looking, angling for the presidency for quite some time, and he's finally achieved it.
Well, he is going to be a conservative turn for Michelle Bachelet, correct?
That's right, and it's interesting. This is the first time that a conservative-led government has been back in power since General Pinochet stepped down 20 years ago, so it really does feel like the end of an era, the end of 20 consecutive years of centre-left rule. And it's the first time the Conservatives have gained power via the ballot box since 1958, so it certainly feels very symbolic.
What were his campaign promises?
Well, he campaigned on the economy. He's a businessman, so that's obviously his specialist area. He's promised Chileans 6% annual growth over the next 4 years, and he's promised to create 1 million new jobs, which is quite a claim, given that the workforce in Chile is less than 8 million people. So far, he said that despite the quake, he's sticking to those pledges. His other main campaign issue was crime, which has been increasing in Chile and has been an increasing concern, particularly to people in Santiago. So he campaigned on a tough law and order ticket. Again, he said he's going to stick to those pledges during his presidency, despite the earthquake.
Has he said? I mean, we heard a lot of stories about violence and looting after the earthquake. We also know that it's going to cost a lot of money for Chile to recover from the earthquake. Has he said how he's going to bring about growth, jobs, and less crime after the earthquake?
He hasn't. He's been very short on detail so far, but we're expecting that once he assumes power later today. He's holding a press conference tomorrow, and I suspect that some more details might come out as to how exactly his plans will change. But he has said that, for 2 years, he and his advisors have been working up their ideas, and they've just had to rip up the book, really, and start again because of the earthquake. It's going to be a massive reconstruction effort. Having said that, I don't think it's necessarily all negative for Mr. Piñera. In some ways, this falls into his hands. He's taking power amid a scene of incredible solidarity between Chileans. Mm. As we've seen before with 9/11 in the States and with other disasters around the world, it tends to bring people together. So in some ways, he's starting with a tremendous amount of goodwill.
Gideon Long is the correspondent in Chile for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much, Gideon.